ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We're having like a form of Bible study tonight. For us in Chosen Breed, it's been a wonderful time. Learning quite a lot and stumbling on a character study. And that drives home to me easily the prophetic work for the year. A year of what? Some of us have forgotten. The fact that it's here does not mean it's in some people's heart. Amen? So, like we've always said, this is the word of God towards us. So, there is a particular part of rich fulfillment that belongs to you. How many of you believe that? Some people is developmental project. Do you understand what I mean? So, this rich fulfillment is all encompassing. So, as a body of Christ, there is a path that you believe in God to look at for 2019. And when we have such prophetic word, it is important that we run with it. And the scripture clearly establishes that the word of the Lord will not return to him void. Amen? I said, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord will not return to him void. So, this is the way, when God speaks a word, so God says, by my stripes you have been made healed. By that word you have been healed. Now there is a process to that healing from your own part. And that is why, if you have listened to Pastor, you know, he said for there to be a move of the Holy Ghost, there must be the part of the man ghost. You understand? So it's important for us to know, as much as God has spoken to us, there are some part that we need to do. Praise the Lord. For every miracle that God will do, there is the part that man will do. There is a part required for every man to fulfill, because God will not go back to his word. So an example came to mind. Two young couple, firebrand, holy sister, holy brother. They got married. And each time, there is a particular time of the month, they put their fasting. And that is the time they are supposed to meet. So they've been doing that for about 7 months. That is not the Holy Spirit. That is wisdom is required. Amen? And they were fasting religiously. Does that mean, is God a wicked God? God has answered the prayer, but they need wisdom. Tell somebody wisdom. Until they came in contact with one of their mentors. And just one question. And it's 7 days fasting in a month. I said, you know, spirit jinjin people, they were fasting passionately. Believing God for the supernatural in their marriage is good. But God has done it. So the following month, so the mentor said, okay, since is an agreement between both of you. If I'm your mentor, this month, can you skip the fasting and prayer and let's just see how it goes. And that month, the lady got pregnant. Praise God. So, it was not God. God has already given them the baby. But they chose to be fasting when they are supposed to be doing the needful. Tell somebody understand. Uh-huh. So, for us believers, our case is like that. God has done it. I am not saying fasting and prayer is wrong, please. Believers, we fast and pray. But there are some certain things it requires that we understand. Tell somebody understand. He said, I, Daniel, understood by books. He was not fasting. There was a place of research. Now, so what he does is, there is a place of prayer, and there is a place of studying the word, and there is a place of you being alive to your environment. As believers, it is important we note this. It is our year of rich fulfillment. It is important we note this. There is a place of fasting. There is a place of speaking in tongues. I believe in it totally. And there is a place of working it out. Tell somebody, working it out. So the scripture talks about work out your salvation with trembling at what? And fear. Work it out. Work it out. God will not do what you are supposed to do. Any miracle that puts all the responsibility on God is not a miracle. There is a part that we need to play. And I just want us to do a case study looking at the life of David tonight. So that we can just learn like never before. So I was on call with Pastor this morning. So that word has been coming sometime last month. Pastor Shoya just told me, Binga, this is the year. And everything around me shows it. But they can prophesy to you that you'll be prosperous. If you don't work hard, you'll be poor. Let there be corporate anointing, individual anointing, different forms of anointing, laying hands on you. There is a place of hard work. Do you understand what I'm saying? As much as there are confirmation, some of us, we just come to prayer meeting and someone just give a word, confirms what God has told you. Yes, God has done it. But the question you ask yourself, what is going on? So for some of us, a little adjustment is needed. That's all. Align ourselves to what God is saying at the moment. Praise the Lord. So it's important that we understand this. And I'm not taking away the fact that there is a place of the supernatural. Don't get me wrong. We are supernatural beings. Praise God. Romans 15:4. We're going to do a lot of reading. Romans 15:4. Said Paul was speaking, said, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. Tell somebody, for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Praise God. So Paul is trying to tell us that. So the fathers of faith that have gone ahead of us, the things that were written about them are for our 1 Corinthians 10:11. They are written for our learning. They are actually written for us to understand it and learn from it. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now, all these things happen to them as examples that they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages has come. This is also for confirming the essence of the patriarchs of faith, that whatever we see, their examples are for our learning. Praise the Lord. So, I said we're doing a character study on David. 3 weeks ago, I took this teaching in Chosen Bedan. So, this is the way it works. When God is speaking to me part time, it applies to me. So I have to preach to myself first. So I apply the word of God. And I'm at that phase in my life that this is what I need at the moment. Praise God. So I just felt a leading in my heart to share it with us. Praise God. So we'll do a character study on David tonight. For us to enter into our rich fulfillment, there must be a place of total devotion and consecration to God. And David was a man of notable devotion. How many of us know that? You will see that from the Psalms he wrote. You will see that from his relationship. That Psalm tells you the kind of relationship he has with God. David is a character study for us tonight, that he was a man of noticeable devotion to God. He has it. He sleeps, he lives, and wake up in God. Amen? Praise God. So when you look at the life of David, you can see it clearly. So as believers, it has been said to us that this is a year of rich fulfillment. Like never before, our devotion to God must increase. That is the starting point. Our commitment to God, our attention to the things of God, our commitment to the things of God, to the service of God, to the service of the gospel must increase. Let's just take some few psalms. There are quite a lot a lot that talks about David's devotion to God. Psalm 36, verse 7. He said, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." So, when you go through Psalms, there is something you will draw out from the lesson of David. He was a man that had satisfaction in the things of God. Total, absolute dependent on God. You can't take it away from David. At times, the way he cries out to God shows it. And even though he was a skilled warrior, he doesn't talk about his skills or his competence. You see him surrendering everything to God. So I'm believing that God is having me say to somebody tonight, irrespective of everyone you know, you have to come into that place of concentration with me. You have to come into that place of devotion with me. You have to come into that place of total surrender to me. This was a man that was known for the numbers of battle he won. Yes, he was skillful in it. He was a warrior. Scripture shows it. But at every point, he seeks the face of God. So we're saying tonight, at each point of our life, do we seek the face of God? Do we? A lot of us, like me, at times, we are ruled by our senses. But as believers, we cannot be ruled by our senses. We can only be ruled by the Spirit. The scripture talks about they that worship God must worship God in what? In truth and in spirit. Because it's in the place of that communion of the Spirit that we receive instruction. It is the place of the communion of the Spirit. It is the place of the instruction that Peter was said, launch into the deep, cast your net. So if there is no intimate devotion with God, we will struggle to hear. We will. Psalm 17, verse 15. Psalm 17, verse 15. He said, "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." You can see that. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. So many Psalms, Psalm 63, verse 4 to 7. Let's take Psalm 63. We can quite. He said, "Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name." Next verse. "My soul shall be satisfied." Look at the word again. "My soul shall be satisfied with marrows and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips." So many metaphors to describe this attitude of David. So many metaphors. Many, many. Psalm 36, verse 7. Maybe I will take another one, then we'll stop. We can go on and on and on. He said, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wing." It tells you that, see, David was a first-class king. In his place of devotion to God, he understood that vain is the help of man. So what does it mean to be a first-class king? It means you have access to the power that be. How many of you understand that? It means you have access to the best warriors. It means you have access to the most skillful people of the land. But hear what he said in this place. He said, "Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." So as we walk into this year of rich fulfillment, we have to understand that we have to stand in the place of God for total dependence. In the place of God for total victory. In the place of God. See, yes, their connections are good, but that is not the first thing to seek when you are seeking God. You seek the face of God and God gives you an instruction for the next thing to do. Praise God. You heard when David was trying to, at the time they were losing the battle, and he inquired of the Lord. He said, "Shall I pursue?" And while he was in meditation with God, God then said, "It is time for you now to pursue. You can pursue, overtake, and you recover." And that was what the scripture says. So as us as believers, we need to get to that point. Where by time, it is now. Don't measure God by the same yardstick. The way he dealt with you yesterday might be different from the way he's going to deal with you today. God must have told you to take through that door today, and tomorrow he's telling you to take through this place. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So when we understand this, that in the place of devotion with God, in the place of total concentration to God, in the place of total surrender to God, we will understand that hardly do we need the help of man. So when you need the help of man, God would have spoken, for example, I need something. God would have spoken to the heart of Pastor Philip. And most of the time, you don't even need to ask for that thing. Because he sees the intent of your heart. Glory to God. So a lot of the things we struggled for, a lot of the things we are looking for, we have to stay in the place of, tell somebody, devotion. And secondly, he was a man that was satisfied with the things of God. Now, David understood his peculiarity with God. As believers, the scripture already told us, they that compare themselves with each other are not what? Are foolish. And we stand from that point that God, the way God has marked out me, being a unique person, is different from the way he has marked out Pastor Philip. And the dealings of God with me are different from the dealings of God with him. How many of you understand that? So God is telling me that I'm dealing with you as an individual, not as a corporate entity. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So we must come to that place of devotion to God. We must come to that place of being satisfied per time with what God is doing. For the fact that things are not working for us presently doesn't mean that God is not working. David had this understanding. He had satisfaction. And you see in today's world, people are running helter-skelter looking for what is not lost. Looking at Instagram to determine what will happen to them. How can Instagram determine how you feel? You have to check what you believe in the first place. You know why? Because the faith we believe clearly specifies all of these things. He said, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. We are not moved by what we see. Glory to God. We are only moved by what God tells us to do. So, in the world, in the other side of the world, they are moved by what they see. Somebody can be living in depression and take a picture with Range Rover 2019. He's not the owner because he wants to feel good for himself and take that picture. And you begin to think in your closet, how will you do that as a believer? No, you have to have satisfaction in the things of God. That is why as a believer, we don't get jealous and envious of when somebody is making progress. We celebrate their success, understanding that our own is in the process. Yeah. We celebrate people. Oh, something is happening to Sister Wande. Praise God. There is no reason to be here. That is just our season. Your season is coming. As a believer, we have to have that understanding with God that we are not in any race with any man. We are in a race with ourselves and with God because part time God is speaking to us. See, have you ever wondered that what some people chase for 10 years, when God shows up, in a space of time, you cover it? God does not work with time. He created time and stepped out of time into eternity. That's the way it works. So you cannot use that time to time God. It's not done. God, if you don't do it in the next 12 months, what will you do? Absolutely nothing. All we have to do, get satisfied in God. Enjoy where we are at the moment onto the way where God is taking us to. See, if you want your Christian life to be balanced, you have no reason to be envious of another person. Somebody build a house at 30, praise God. Some people is at 60, they will build it. That does not mean they are not competent. Some people are fast, they are on the fast track starting off in life. Some people, it is gradually. Some people, it's when in their 40s, they gain momentum. That doesn't mean between 25 and 40, they were not doing anything. That was why the scripture said, they that compare themselves with each other, they are not wise. I have said this several times. The fact that somebody is in front of you does not mean he's ahead of you. So as believers, we have to be, this is one lesson we need to learn from David. He is always satisfied. And his satisfaction comes from the things of God, not from material things. Hello, I need to sound that. Our satisfaction must come from the things of God, not material things. Not because you are driving a Bugatti Veyron. Glory to God. How many of you know that no matter how new that car is, the day you buy it, the next minute you start seeing that same car. But those cars have been existing. You are not seeing it. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You buy a car now, you feel on top of the world. From here to that junction, you see that's the kind of my car. You move further. The truth is that those cars have been existing, you were not seeing it. It is when you had it, your eyes were open to see it. So what I'm saying is, those things have always been there. As believers, our happiness cannot be tied to material things. How many of you know Peugeot 505 Evolution? There was a time, if your father was driving that car, he's very rich. I'm sure by now, he's a Kabu Kabu in Ibadan. Glory to God. How many of you know Benz 230? Benz 190. When you drive those cars, Okonu, Obokun, thank you very much. Glory to God. There, another one came, V-Set, V-Yansh, V-Boot. But have you seen the latest technology of Mercedes? And in the next 10 years, they will change. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we cannot draw our happiness from those things. We can constantly draw our happiness from this world. And in this world, we find full joy. Glory to God. So am I saying we should not use those things? Capital? No. No. They are meant for our use. That's for our use. We will drive those things. They are just instruments. Just like where you, for you to write in school, you do what you use bio. Amen? Praise God. So for you to do some certain things, you need some certain things. Amen. So some of us, because of the assignment, we are going to drive those cars. It is, those cars are just there. They are tools. They are tools. Praise God. Somebody is buying a private jet. It's a tool. Just like the way you buy Okada. It's a, Okada will take you from one point to other. But there is a limit of which Okada can take you. A private jet. So if your assignment requires that you fly above borders, you know you need a private jet. Don't you understand? Glory to God. So it doesn't become a sin at that point. You are not materialistic. It is just a need. Glory to God. So we must understand that as believers. And the life of David clearly shows this. Praise God. David was a first-class king, like I said. I have to deal with this. And it's a problem in the 21st century Christianity. See, in the times of David, I think David was even more busier than the kings we have now, because the system has taken a lot of job description from those kings. So in that time, king, they rule, they administer. Hello? So there were no courts, so to say. You know, the king preside on those cases. So he has wise men. Those wise men are the typical lawyers today. So they look at the issue critically. And, you know, they are the ears of the king. So they said they are the ears of the king. They judge it. They get back to the king. And the king take an informed decision. You can read, you can see that in the scripture. So he was busy. He has meetings. But in all of these things, David had time for God. As busy. Do you know David was a first class in that the king, queen of Sheba, paid him a visit. That was, yeah. He was a first class king. Go and read the amount of the things he left for his son to build the temple. You will know his worth. In all of this busy schedule, he had a time for God. Like I said, it's a character study. As believers, no matter how busy we are, the place of God is assignment. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. I think there's a place that he said he meditates on God all day long. 36, can you give me verse? Can we do Psalm 65:4? I need to get that out. I need. No. Psalm 63:4-7. Let's see that 63:4-7 again. That was where he said, he goes. Praise God. This is it. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 said, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. 6 said, when I remember you on my bed, praise the Lord, I meditate on you in the night watches. How many of us understand night watches here? So at every time, God was in the agenda of David. He said, when I remember that, so as he was laying down, he was thinking of God. In the night watch, it was God. As believers, we cannot run our life by ourselves. This was a man that had a busy schedule. This was a man that his itinerary was filled. Visiting. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Like never before in 2019, God must be your priority. And how do you prioritize God? The house of God is number one. The scripture is clear about it. It said, do not forsake the assembly, the gatherings of the saints. Do not. Do not forsake it. No wonder. You can see the attendance in our midweek service. Some of us, nobody begs us to wake up to go to work. On Sunday is when you are tired. You have to check it. Praise God. I need to move like the Spirit of God. Let me emphasize that. You know what you're saying? God is not your priority. And when you were looking for that job, you were fasting and praying. Staying in the presence of God. See, you cannot cajole God. I stand here and refuse not to be corrected. Any job that does not give you time to serve God, you have to watch it all. It's that job, you are in a transition. Praying to God. God will not give you what will make him look non-important to you. No. The truth is, most of the time, that job is not as difficult as we claim. We are the one making those excuses. You cannot put God at the head and you will not become a star in your office. God is the primary reason why we exist. We need to understand that. Praise God. You know, I need to say this. The scripture talks about, maybe this will disappoint your theology, talks about Solomon. That is the wisest man that ever lived. Amen? But I put it to you, is the Solomon actually the wisest man? Capital no. He was the wisest man based on his job description, administration.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,